I'm very fortunate because my mother and father were so brave to leave Lebanon and come to the U.S. in the mid-50s. They had me, my older brother, and my younger sister, and came to the U.S. looking for the American dream. We went to school, and we knew from a very early age that we were going to college, no matter what. When I was at Ohio State University working on my master's degree, I was diagnosed with Hodgkin's disease. And it was in 1976, so the summer between my 2 years of graduate school. When I was diagnosed, something that I came to understand very quickly was the fact that the healthcare system didn't really provide love and comfort to people. When someone had cancer, they had a great deal of pain. There was no emphasis on helping take care of their families. It was kind of a quiet disease, and nobody even wanted to say the word cancer. And unfortunately, many of the people who were in treatment at the same time that I was, they didn't survive their illness. During that time, it was the same time that hospice was being discussed, and so I had the opportunity to really be in the very beginning of hospice care in this country and help to formulate how it was going to be provided in the United States. So I took what was a very difficult situation for myself and my family and looked at what I could do. And what I could do and what I wanted to do was to change the healthcare system for people with serious illness. When I first came to interview for the position as CEO of Hope Hospice in 1990, I came for the interview, and we were caring for about 50 people a day, and we also had no opportunity to really have a robust organization. We were in the red. And so I really quickly wanted to look at how we could expand our services and educate people about what we can do for them. And that was our greatest challenge when I first came, was to educate people about what hospice care really is, because it's a topic that most people don't want to hear about. So many people, when they think about hospice care, they think about dying. And they think about sadness. And what we really do at Hope Hospice is to help people to live as fully as possible every day that they have, as comfortable as possible. I've always had a vision, an idea about what could be and what should be for people in our community, for people in our state, for people in the country. And it's that vision that has kept me focused. In fact, I had a legislator and a regulator in Tallahassee ask me one time why I was working so hard to provide our program for all-inclusive care for the elderly, because it's a lot of work. Why don't I just give up? And, you know, they didn't want to do it, and they wanted me to just forget about it. And I said, because it's important for people who need that care. Being a woman has provided some advantages for me and also some complications or some more challenges for me in my position. There have been times when I've actually had people say to me, oh, you don't know anything about construction. You don't know anything about balancing a budget. You don't know anything about so many different topics. And, you know, you just stop and think, well, who built the three hospice houses we already have? Or who, you know, balanced the budget when we had 50 patients a day? You know, I'll have some people say, oh, now your budget's $150 million. Who runs the organization now? You know, I do. So, you know, there is still some people who think that when an organization becomes larger or when there are certain challenges, that you have to bring in a man to handle it. And at the same time, I really believe that there are many people who don't believe that. And that's why I've had the opportunities I've had to build an organization that I really believe makes a difference for people.